Double standards. Yes, it probably is the same thing when you do something incorrectly. I cannot believe that you put the book on those documents. Now they have pressure marks on them. Or, you complain to me for leaving on the television when I'm not in the room, but you left on the bathroom light. Or, didn't I ask you to pay the bill at the Westerly branch? If I wanted you to pay it at the Warwick branch, I would have said so. Or, didn't you notice the pot boiling on the stove? You were sitting at the kitchen table for crying out loud. Or, you always find a way to ruin every holiday. But I was simply trying to... I don't want to hear it. You always do this to us. Obviously, we know intellectually that no one is perfect. And yet, we often act as if our spouses should be. At least when it comes to anything involving our needs, requests, expectations, or even veiled demands. We somehow have zero tolerance when it comes to those who matter most. But we want definite slack given to us when we err. And we rationalize it by saying that we had too much on our mind, or that we were multitasking, or that the transgression was not that important, or that we never knew the correct way to begin with, and should therefore not be held responsible for the actions. Reality is that we often hate to admit any faults, and simply wish our spouses to be perfect, at least in ways that matter to us. And the worst offenders are the most adept at defending their own egregious actions. Well, stop. And think carefully before you open your mouth again in such a manner. Because everyone has a limit to their patience, and your mistakes are as glaring to them. So, someone needs to be the grown-up and be a role model. Enough said.